Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that has worked on our behalf, making us, creating us in our mother's wombs, and bringing us here. And then thank you, Lord, that we realize that you paid the price, that you dealt with sin on the cross, and you've dealt with the newness of life that is available in the resurrection. And so thank you, Lord. We thank you that we can be new creations, restored because of your great love and because of your plan and because of your teachings of showing us the right way to serve you. Thank you for this goodness that we enjoy and peace and your presence in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 Timothy 6, verse 11 and 12 from the NCV translation. Some things to remember is the heading, but you, man of God, run away from all those things. Instead, live in the right way. Serve God. Have faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith, grabbing hold of the life that continues forever. You were called to have that life when you confessed the good confession before many witnesses.
Hallelujah. We've just come from some scriptures that pointed out the error of wrong teachings, because verse 6 said in it, some have wandered off from the true teachings of how to serve the living God, how to serve God. And then we see they in horrible traps, they in holes, they short of the glory of God. And then he ends off there, and he also talks, one of the teachings, one of the loves is the love of money. And it says the love of money causes much sorrow. And so all teaching, all things that are not consistent to God's instruction that speaks about salvation, and which is the God quality of life, which speaks about the goodness of God that is here, which speaks about, let's just go down up there to there, that speaks about the good confession that we confessed about having eternal life. Because when we were born again, we turned from death to life. And life is now staying in the presence of the Father and Son. And that's where we need to stay. That needs to be our place of abode. But if we wandered off that, we've allowed our cares, we've allowed bad things, problems, or we allowed anything to separate us from the love of God. The whole thing is we got to get back. Like it says, you man of God, run away from all these things. Run away from the hardened heart. Run away from the love of money. And where do you run to? You run to God. You run to Him. If you haven't fasted, you need to fast. Because fasting is the place is when Jesus says to John's disciples, they ask him, why don't your disciples fast? And then he says to John's disciples, my disciples don't fast when I'm with them. But if I'm not with them, then they fast. So when we aren't in the presence of God, and there's just like a, seems like a wall between us and that, it's somewhere we've wandered away into wrong teachings, into wrong things. When we need to get back to God, and if it's going to need a couple of meals or a couple of days even, if that's necessary. But there is nothing as important as having peace. When you've got peace, you know the Lord is with you. And then you can't fast because you're filled with joy and you just know. Even, and this can be in the midst of going through some trials, but you just have the peace of God. And so that's what it's all about, guys. Get back to the soundness of being in the presence of the Lord, His fullness of joy. No place for fasting there. And then you know you're in the right place and you're serving God in the right way, having faith, having love, having patience, having gentleness. And that is fighting the good fight of faith, holding on to the God quality of life. In His presence is fullness of joy. In His presence is salvation. And in His favor, when there's that peace, man, there is. That is what no money can buy, and we all need it, guys. So if it's a problem, turn to the Lord, fast if necessary, cry if necessary, just like the Lord had to cry for help, and God would always draw near. And when you got the peace, praise God, you stay in that peace as the umpire that keeps you in the good life, keeps you in the God quality of life, keeps you in the faith, keeps you in the true spirit. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed. Run to the Lord and not from the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.